Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I have a former team member who did nothing. I invested a bunch of time until she quit. Now she wants to talk about getting back in. How could I know if to trust her to work this time? So here's the big mistake, and it's on you. Unfortunately. So in my observations, in my own observations, and from working with quite a few leaders, you know, we have, I don't know, maybe 60 in our mastermind. And I think the smaller leaders have around 10,000 in their team. The larger ones have all the way up to 700,000. And so in my observations of working with a lot of leaders, working with a lot of companies, and building my own business, I have never found that investing more personal time in an individual rep actually increases the chances that they will do the work. That's unfortunate. I wish it wasn't the case. I wish I could say, you know what? If you just spend one more hour, that'll be the key. I've never found that to be the case because there are two things there. Okay. I can go either way, but I can tell you the fault is on you, Michael. So I hope you can accept that. One, some people seek attention more than production or results. Okay, number one. So you will have reps that will demand attention, never really plan on getting results, never really go for it. So there's that. But number two, you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to build your business in a duplicatable manner. And if the way that you build your business is by investing into people haphazardly, regardless of how much work they do, then you are not building a business in a duplicatable manner. Because at how many reps of unlimited investing of your time in does your system break? Is it 6, 9, 9, 8, Diez y seis, right? Like how many? It's certainly not 100. It's certainly not 1,000. It's certainly not 10,000, right? You break at ocho. You get 8 people in, you're like, oh God, oh man, I'm working so hard. There's 8 of them now. Oh, geez, Louise, right? So here's how that works. So you have a culture, which we talk a lot about in our leadership book. We have a culture. You have a culture that accepts people regardless of their level of desire or level of result, right? Whether they want to work, whether they don't want to work. But you also have an understanding that if someone does raise their hand, if someone says, hey, I want to crush it to smithereens, I want to become top earner now, you say, great, that's awesome. Tell you what, go do this. Report back in. You're teaching them how to build their business and how to lead. If someone says, hey, I'm thinking about building, and you say, I'll be right over. And you go over there and you got a whiteboard and you're drawing stuff and you spend hours and hours with them, then they're not the idiot. They don't know how to properly build the business. And you've just showed them that it's personal invested time, regardless of performance, regardless of even attempts. You see what I mean? Now that's a big problem. That's a big, big problem. Now it may not be a popular message, but it's the right message. It's the right message. And so if someone came to me and said, I want to build business now, top earner, that's me. Yay. I say, great. That's awesome. Tell you what, go prospect 10 people. Report back in. We'll review the results. We'll review what's going on. Now, might they not report back in? Yes, they might not. They might not. Have I wasted a lot of time? No, I haven't. Am I mad at them? I'm not mad at them. Am I going to chase them and say, hey, Just checking in. Did you reach out to the 10 yet? No. I'm not going to chase them with curlers in my hair and rolling pin, right? I'm not going to nag them to death. And it makes no sense. Because all that does is make them, what? Feel bad. Feel like a disappointment. They know what to do. They go do it. They come back to me. Fantastic. They don't do it. That's okay, too. I'll still, you know, maybe not high five them, but air gun them at the next event whenever that happens, or virtual high five on a Zoom whenever that happens, right? And so the big mistake is having an expectation that the more time I invest in an individual, the more work they should do. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Does it, parents, does that work for you? Oh, I spent 18 years with this damn kid and they still don't have a job. Personal time invested, right? That one, you don't really have a choice. Here, you have to show them how to build a business. Investing personal time with no proof of even attempts at production or doesn't make any sense.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.